Good morning. This is the BOA hearing. Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. The hearing is for petition E-263-23 through E-267-23 and E-312-23 through E-316-23. The appellant is South Kennewick Investors LLC. Parcel numbers 1-2289-300-0000-000, 1-2889-300-002-00, 1-2889-200-0002-00, 1-2889-100-0002-000, 1-2889-400-0004-000, 1-2789-000-0000-001. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of the board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is to receive all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair.
This is a agricultural hearing. We're going to allow an hour for this. So for the first 15, 20 minutes, we'd like to hear from the appellant first, and then we'll move to the assessor, and along the way, we'll have some questions, and at the end, we'll adjourn, and the board will deliberate, and you'll, as Marisol said, you'll receive a decision letter within 4 weeks. So with that, you may proceed.
Okay. I don't know if you can see this map. What would be the best way for me to show that to you? Because it's...
Is it comparable to what's in the assessor's package? The assessor gave us quite a few maps.
I have no idea if it is or not, because I didn't get them. I don't know what was given to you. But if I can you see this if I hold it up?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So
I see a bunch of stickies on it.
What's that? Yeah, it says
I see a bunch of stickies on it. I don't
have a bunch of stickies. Okay. So we recently sold the rock quarry to America Rock Products that we had on our land, and it before was in this area. So in the process of doing that, all these parcels around it were assigned new lot numbers. So yeah. It used to look.
Well, we understand that concept, yeah. Okay.
So it used to look like that. Now it looks like this. So what happened was, what happened was is the lots around the rock quarry were taxed anywhere from double to four times the amount. The lot up here that wasn't affected by the rock quarry tripled in its taxes, but then the surrounding lots that we had also were actually reduced in value and in assessment. So we can't quite figure out what happened as far as if all this farmland around us was reduced and this farmland wasn't affected but was tripled, we can't figure out what what happened with the assessment.
Well, the assessor could explain all that too, yeah.
We shouldn't be affected by the rock quarry only because we don't get any monetary value from the rock quarry. The rock quarry is now separate, and this is all still just agricultural land. So it's the board's concern that you reduced all these amounts, which was great, not significantly, but a little bit. But this one tripled, and then these doubled to quadrupled. So we're just trying to figure out why.
Okay, well let's hear from Ricky and have her explain it then.
Hi. So, how do I explain? So I think I've tried to, as we've had a number of phone calls, I explained to you that the county's broken up into revals, and this area was concentrated in the 2022 year for 2020 or the 2023 year for 2024 taxes. The values were looked at during the 2022 year type thing. So we look at sales from 2020 to 2022. So in that packet I sent you, there's just a ton of sales. I emailed you the packet, and I also sent the mail. I sent them to you by USPS certified mail, the packets. So what happened was this area did receive a little bit of attention from our office due to the number of sales happening right in around that area and to the west of it, and to the couple of sales to the east of it. You stated that the other parcels were reduced, which I don't think they were. I can look at them all, but they either stayed the same, but I don't think they reduced in value. And the few that I pulled up just sitting here talking to you, they did not reduce. They stayed the same. This area, like I said, did increase due to its proximity to the sales of the area type thing. I'm not saying the others won't increase in the future or these won't increase still, but we have to look at sales. So these parcels are in South Kennewick, just outside the city limits, right off east of Interstate 82 off of the Locust Grove exit. All these parcels, so if you take the packet, so let's pull out the packet that's E263-23, PID number 5068. We can use it as a reference packet because they're mostly the same.
Yeah, got it.
So if we pull out that one and we go to page 7.
7 of the assessors?
Of the assessors packet, yes. So if you pull out the one that's 5068, I guess any of them will work, but that's the one the reference packet I'm using.
I don't see, what am I looking for, 5068?
That's the parcel number. So if you look at-
It's on the front.
So
it's right on the front page.
Yeah.
Okay, I see a PID number. I see a parcel.
No, petition.
Yeah, PID 50608, petition number 263-23. In the assessor's packet.
So you're looking for an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay, I think I got it. Okay.
So if we flip to page 7. So in April of 2019, South Kennewick Investors Group, which Mrs. Curie is here representing, purchased these parcels involved in this case and other parcels, other ground. So there is a breakdown of the parcels purchased and even the new parcels with their acreage. So even if we look at, like I should have stated before, the law says we have to be at market value. That is using the comparable sales analysis way, that is looking at sales. So if you look at all the assessed values of all the parcels they own are there and involved in the sale, the value is still less than the purchase price that they purchased these parcels at. Page eight
Okay.
shows the map of
For you, let's look at that for just a second. So on page seven, I see a yellow highlighted section to the right. Yes. And those are your assessed values totaling $2,212,750, right?
Correct.
And the purchase price was $2,505,217, and that's why you're saying the assessed value is less than the purchase price.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
And so they, on average, they purchased the property for $1,020 per acre. Is that correct?
Yeah. If you take all the acreage, whether it's good, bad, or
right. acreage, it's an average. Right. Yeah, it's an average.
Yes. I did not specifically differentiate the acreage.
Okay, so, that's fine.
So if, let's say if we look at this reference parcel, we go to page 31. I guess it would be 31 and 32 we're going to look at.
Too far, 31.
I'm there.
Okay. Right. Look. Right. Okay.
So, what I did was I went through all the sales. There's, like I said, there's actually a lot of them in this area, which is good. And I kind of pulled out ones like this parcel. Parcels that two of the parcels are not being farmed. They're just open range ground, nothing being done, no grazing of cattle, no nothing like that. They're just sitting right now. And so
that's the sale. Those are the sale properties you're referring to?
The first two are just open range ground, just sitting, nothing going on. So if you look at the
How about the subject property? How is that being used?
It's just sitting, open, nothing going on, no cattle grazing, no nothing.
Okay. Okay.
Just sitting. So if you look at the first two sales, those were purchased by groups, LLCs, and they both, so the first one is an older sale, but it's directly east of these cells. So closer to Olympia Street. If you guys know the back highway that you exit, if you're coming from Hermiston, you exit and you want to go to Finley, that's what we in East Kenwick
call 397.
Yeah, 397, yeah. The back highway. Yeah. So you're going closer to Olympia. You're not into the Finley area, but that Olympia comes down. So you're
now closer
Go ahead.
You said that they were purchased by LLCs. Can you give us the name of those LLCs?
Sure. So the first group, the first land comparable one, that is 215.87 acres, was purchased by a group called BWR Holdings.
Okay.
And that was purchased in 2019, which, like I said, is an older sale, for 465,215 acres. And like it's got Olympia and Highway 397 as an access point. The next parcel over is actually west of Interstate 82. It is a lot like the subject in that it's coming up right to the Kennewick City limits. It was purchased by a company called Candanzio. It's K-A-N-D-A-N-I-Z-O. And it is, again, in an open area ground. It was 271.56 acres, purchased for $1.8 million in 2022. Or I'm sorry, purchased for $2.1 million in 2022.
Okay.
The next parcel, so I threw this parcel in because the appellant did talk about farm ground. And even though these parcels are not in any way, shape, or form being farmed, I threw this in just as a reference point. It's 118 acres. It was purchased by an individual that is going to remain farming it through a lease with a farmer in the area. And it's going to be, of course, dry land wheat. It was 118 acres purchased for $1.5 million.
Ricky, question. As I looked at this, I noticed the subject parcel and the ones you had showed a nice shaded map at one point. And the ones right next to the Kennewick boundary line are called Rangeland 5. And the ones further south are called Ag, right?
Yeah, so if we could flip to that map. So that is on page 6.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at page 6, you can see the city of Kennewick, the subject parcels, and each subject parcel highlighted. So the orange background is called Rural Lands 5 zoning. That means that you can adjust that parcel to a minimum of 5 acres, and you can have one residence per 5 acres, along with, of course, other uses and exemptions that the RCW or the Benton County Code allows. That's way too much to get into, but the gist of it is that's a 5-acre zoning. You can reduce it down to 5 acres. The next one is, of course, your GMA ag zoning. And that, again, has lots of exemptions and uses you can use through the Benton County Code, but it can be reduced down to one residence per 20 acres. Is this the first reduction?
Okay. Oh, question. How long ago was this Rural Lands 5 zoning done?
Oh,
I mean, is that recent or is it longstanding or?
Well, the Rural Lands 5 designation has been around forever, but they do try to look at the zonings. I think it's every 5 years, unless they see a need. They see a need to address it more type thing. That's a planning question, but I do know they analyze and address these zonings on a consistent rotating basis.
Okay. So is it fair to say that the lands that are classified as Rural 5 zone are higher value than the GMA ag zones?
I would say so. I would agree.
Okay. And is it also fair to say that from what you're seeing, that most of the properties in this Rural Lands 5 zone are being bought up by land speculators, like the ones who you mentioned?
Absolutely. We see a lot of that going on around the borders of Kennewick, Richland, and kind of extending out. They're being purchased by LLCs.
Okay.
One question I have is, out of curiosity, what does GMA stand for?
GMA egg. I honestly don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. I need to look it up now.
But I honestly don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
I've always just said GMA egg.
Got it.
Growth management area. Growth management area egg.
Oh, got it. Okay.
There we go. Sorry.
Okay. So I'd like to switch back to the appellant for just a second and ask a few questions there. Your corporation purchased this land in 2019, late 2019, for a little over $2.5 million, a little over $1,000 an acre. Can I assume correctly that the intent of this purchase was for land speculation for further growth of the city of Kennewick? Is that correct?
Pretty much, yes. We bought it with, we had quite a few acres in CRP farming that ended last year. So we decided not to continue the farming part of it.
Okay.
In a CRP contract, so we decided not to do the farming contract so that in the future it could be developed.
Okay, good. So, I mean, what I think what Ricky is showing you is, and that was the purpose of my question, the lands that are closer to the city of Kennewick boundary, those what she's called rural lands five zoning, are becoming more highly valued because of that boundary line to city of Kennewick. And as city of Kennewick moves south, and that's basically the only way it can go, right? Because it's bounded on the north by the Columbia River, it's bounded on the west by Richland, and it's bounded on the west really by the Columbia River again, or on the east, excuse me, by the Columbia River again, and Findlay, although Findlay could be absorbed into Kennewick, I suppose. But yeah, so the main push is for Kennewick has got to go south, and you got about 20, 25 miles of bare land there to grow into. So I think it's fair to say that that's a lot of what you're seeing is the fact that as other land developers are doing the same thing you did, that's pushing the value of the land up.
I understand that. It just seems really inconsistent the way it was done, because a lot of the land wasn't affected and yet part of it was affected tremendously. So it just seems like it was not very consistently valued is what
the thing was.
So as I said to you in our couple conversations, is that this area is being affected by cells. Those other parcels, they're farther away from good transportation area or roads. They're farther east that aren't seen. This area is being affected right now by the city of Kennewick and land speculators. And this is part of that area. As I've said a number of times, the land quarry sale never came into my, I never even looked at it once.
So is it, again, Ricky, is it fair to say that, again, that the land closest to Kennewick is more highly valued and the further south you go,
yes,
the less valuable the land is? Is that really what you're,
is
that your basic point?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Ricky, then I'm a little curious about your land sale comparable number two, which is a mile and a half west of, you know, the subject, and it's quite a bit higher value than the ones right there close to it.
Yes.
Is that where Clodfelter comes up?
No, that is where Christensen Road is right there. Clodfelter's more to the west. That's right there where Christensen Road is. Where the overpass comes over the freeway for Christensen Road, and it's right there. And Christensen Road's on the city of Kennewick's transportation plan for improvement. So,
Okay.
So that might be.
I know where you're at. I was too far west.
Okay. Yeah.
That's really developing in there.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason it's got a higher valuation then.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. That helps me place it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the fact that that property is on the city of Kennewick transportation zone sounds like that would, again, be a reason for that to be a higher value than other properties that don't have that same thing. So that has to do with the city of Kennewick master planning, it sounds like. So,
yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, so does that answer your question? Ms. Curry? I mean, as to why the property is valued the way it is?
Not really. It just, because again, the two lots that are right off of Olympia Road that intersect it, they didn't get affected at all.
Well, again, from what I can tell, it sounds like it's more where the city of Kennewick is planning. And right now the planning is pushing, you know, Olympia is more central Kennewick, right?
It's more fun.
They really are more east, and we're not seeing the increase compared.
Yeah, the development is more west, right? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
So west of the highway, but.
But you, there's an intersect, you've got a exit right off the interchange. I mean, right off the freeway right there. You've got the city of Kennewick boundary right there. I mean, that's what affects value is access, transportation, access. And these are not technically, these are not farm ground. They're not being farmed in any way, shape, or form. So, but even farm ground in this area is going for high. So.
Yeah, so it sort of depends on where the Kennewick, city of Kennewick is moving its growth interest. You know, it seems to be more south and west at this point, across the highway. And that's why you're seeing those properties sell for higher values. It looks more or less like your property might be part of or just south of Jump Off Joe. Is that correct?
South of what?
It would be north.
Jump Off Joe.
North of Jump Off Joe.
Yes, correct.
No, south. Doing. South.
No.
No.
No. It's
what's Jump Off Joe?
It's that big cliff there just south of Kennewick where all the radio towers sit on top of it.
Oh no, it's north of that.
It's north.
Okay.
So there's those radio towers. I know where you're talking. There is that parcel with all the radio towers and all that.
Right
there. That where everybody goes to watch fireworks.
Yeah.
What? Yes, that's right there. You're right. That it is south of that. But I've always thought Jump Off Joe was north, was more easterly. But I could be wrong. I'm not from here.
It is. It is more easterly.
Yeah.
But yes. That's what I was saying. That's more central Kennewick, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, there's that spot up there called Inspiration Point, you know, up in that area.
Okay.
Well, Ms. Curry, from where I'm sitting right now, I'm having a hard time seeing how we could lower your valuation, because first of all, you haven't given us any evidence, right? And this is an evidentiary-based hearing. So in the absence of evidence, the state of Washington gives the assessor the presumption of correctness. And to overcome that presumption of correctness, you have to give us evidence to a standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. So at this point, I'm having a hard time seeing how we can give you any relief here. And I can understand what Ricky is saying, that, you know, the land that is consistent with where Kennewick is growing is getting higher values than maybe where your land is, which is more central Kennewick in some respects. And then you have other land, as you were showing on your map, which are a little bit further south around that gravel pit. But right now you haven't given us anything that would help explain why you think the land should be valued at the part of your valuation.
Well, it was just more of a clarification thing for us, because we didn't understand why there's such a discrepancy in land that's surrounding each other, that some of it not being affected and some of it being affected significantly.
Well, there's two reasons. First of all, as Ricky said, The Benton County uses a six-year valuation plan. And so during the first 5 years of that valuation period, it's statistically trended. In other words, they just use sales and give an approximate increase in value on a percentage basis. But on the sixth year, there is a physical inspection period, and they actually go out and spend more time looking at the property, seeing if any improvements have been made, see if there's anything different. They pay more attention then to the nearby sales that which have affected it. And so it's a combination of those two things, a combination of the physical reval and the recent sales. We see this in residential. We see this in other properties within the city of Kennewick too. And sometimes in the sixth year that the property owner sees a large increase in value because of the physical inspection period.
So was that the situation here?
Yes.
That was a lot of it, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, still seems inconsistent, but I'll just...
Let me jump in. I would say it differently. Had it been inspected earlier, it's been undervalued in the prior years.
That's good. I would agree with that.
Now you're just catching up. So in effect, you got a better deal the last few years. That's my take.
Okay.
Well, and as a land speculator, I mean, you should view this as a good thing, right? That your property values are going up, which is what you want. You are actually you're still actually underwater from where you purchased it.
Right.
But,
I would be more concerned if we look closer at this, we would be increasing the values.
Oh, so I guess at this point,
Ricky, do you have anything further to add?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Ms. Curry, do you have anything further to add?
No, I don't think so. I have information to tell the board, so I appreciate your time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, let's go ahead, Marisol, let's go ahead and adjourn the hearing, and then we will deliberate.